At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Baby boy, I'm a big fan, bro. Big fan. I listen to your podcast all the time, man. Just want to show some love.
Thanks, bro.
And ask for some advice. You know, I always thought life was worth living the biggest way possible, right?
Okay.
Dream house, dream girl, dream car.
Yes.
I've had my dream car, and I had my dream girl, and I'm trying to get my dream house, and I don't know. Everything seems too perfect, and everything's just going
hilarious.
How it should be. And I'm grateful, don't get me wrong, but I'm just, like, how come some people have it bad and some people have it good?
What?
Some people don't feel like I deserve all this good, man.
This is hilarious.
This is like wild.
I'm being spoiled. And I don't know why.
Shut
but
up.
I just need help.
Oh, man.
I need someone to tell me that it's okay for good things to happen to somebody.
Hilarious. It is good. Pause this.
The guy, who sounds like he's like three quarters of a bottle of Jack Daniels, like holding a razor blade over his wrist, like,
so
everything's too great, man.
Yeah, it's all gonna come crumbling down.
Yeah, dude. Well, okay, let me tell you, it is good when good things happen. Let's start there. That is good.
Yeah,
I like
it.
That
is
this
not
guy's,
bad.
This guy's whole point of view is like, man, I thought material possessions would make me happy, and they did. That's the problem. Everything's good now.
This guy's so suspicious of his nice life.
Yeah, it's like there's a little bit. There's two things going on here. One is you have to like have some self-worth. This right. is like the, like, I don't deserve, that's, it's half like, you're so pathetic that you can't do that. You do deserve good things to happen, man. And trust me, bad shit does happen to everyone at some point. Enjoy when things are good.
Yeah.
There's a little, like, you got to believe in yourself a little more. And then there's the second thing of, like, kind of what JP was getting at, which is like, yeah, man, it's not material. You might actually be sad.
You sound deeply sad.
You sound depressed. And it's okay if you're actually not happy with everything you have. And maybe what that's teaching you is that, like, yeah, these goals are preset for you. You think you want to do them because you just do what everybody says should be done. And when you get them, you're like, oh, yeah, I have to be a whole human being with interests and things that I care about and spend time on things I like instead of just like working for a car and being with a dream girl, which is like, what does that even mean? Who is your dream girl?
You might just not be understanding sadness.
He might not even be sad and he's just feeling guilty for not having a shitty life, dude. He's like,
that's actually true.
Blown by a 10 in a Rolls Royce and he's like, what does it all mean?
Yeah. You could just be a stupid man that have achieved your goals way too fast. And to you, how you're living is the same as like being, you know, Michael Jackson in his prime. Which is like, to you, this, you're like being a king.
Right? I feel guilty about having a Ferris wheel and nothing else.
Yeah.
There's nothing
before
else
he was a pedophile. I wouldn't actually want to be in the head of Michael Jackson, but I just mean like, you know, as famous, whatever.
My guess is that this guy doesn't understand that he's actually sad. He's like, do I feel sad? Well, No, I have a Dodge Charger, so I can't be sad. It has to be some other feeling. I must feel bad for all the other people in the world who are sad.
Right, right.
Yeah, that's exactly
no, there's, it. There's definitely a bunch of this where it's like, our friend is getting introspective for the first time here. And I guess our advice would be like, really think about what's bothering you. Because we don't fully know. We obviously have some guesses here. We have some hunches. But it's like, you have to be honest with yourself. Like, it's okay if you're not happy with that shit. It's okay if you want to, you know, change your whole life up. And then if you are happy with that stuff, yeah, dude, don't feel guilty. Just, you know,
be nice
to people. Try and, if you're feeling like you have so much, try and give back in other ways. Try and be like, you know.
Because you might feel guilty about a specific person in your life who's not doing so well. Right. Maybe help them out.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I think it's just we live in a world where everybody is congratulated from going to rags to riches, having their 8 Mile moment. This guy seems to just be living a good life, and he's like, oh, shit, like, I should feel bad somehow. Like,
right.
I need angst. I need this and I need that. When it's what you should be doing right now is just enjoy that this is happening, and then eventually one of your parents is going to get cancer. Yeah.
Right. No, that is exactly
just
it. Just
enjoy
like,
it.
Life doesn't like stay said, good. Yeah,
life does not stay good. It's like when people are like so, well, gaining a little
like
weight.
Now.
It, yeah. Dude, it's like when people are, have like a little weight on them and they're like, I'm so fat. And then right. like, I'm looking at them like, you don't even know how fat you could be.
Yeah, and I how remember fat you when will
I was
be.
Skinnier being like, I'm so fat. And yeah, I was like, yeah, I'd kill for that weight now.
Yeah, yes.
I like that Sagalo has an Eminem reference for all situations.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,